I hunkered down and studied the body. It was still warm. Warm chicken. My mouth began to water, and I noticed a rumble in my stomach. This fresh evidence was pointing the case in an entirely new direction. Drover, why don't you run on and get some sleep? You've had a tough day.
Oh, I'm awake now.
You look sleepy.
I do.
Yes, you do. Awful sleepy. Your eyes seem kind of baggy.
Don't you think we should sound the alarm?
Not just yet. I need to do a little more study on the corpse. My stomach growled real loud. Drover perked his ears.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything. He waited and listened. I concentrated on making my stomach shut up. You can do that, you know, control your body with your mind. Only it didn't work this time. My stomach growled again, sounded like a rusty gate hinge.
What is that?
Rigor mortis. Chickens do that. Run along now and get some sleep. We've got a big day ahead of us.
Well, okay.
He started off and heard my stomach again. He turned around and twisted his head and stared at me.
Was that you?
Don't be absurd. Good night, Drover. He shrugged and went on down to the gas tanks. I gave him plenty of time to bed down, get comfortable, snap at a few mosquitoes, and fall asleep. My mouth was watering so much that it was dripping off my chin. When everything was real quiet, I snatched up the body, loped out into the horse pasture, and began my post-mortem investigation. It was very interesting. I didn't hurry this part of the investigation. I labored over my work for several hours and fell into a peaceful sleep. When I awoke, it was bright daylight. I could feel the rays of the sun warming my coat. I glanced around, trying to remember where I was, and when I figured it out, my heart almost stopped beating. I was lying in the center of a circle of white feathers, and several more feathers were clinging to my mouth and nose. My belly bulged, and Sally Mae was standing over me, a look of horror on her face.
Hank! You're the one! Oh, Hank, how could you?
Huh? No, wait, there had been a mistake. I'd only... Well, you see, I just... The chicken was already dead, and I thought... Hey, listen, I could explain everything. It must have looked pretty bad, me lying there in the midst of all that damaging evidence.